Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
LAist Studios.
Today on the LA Report, a small printer focused on Southern California stories was recently donated to the LA Public Library.
A very loved and cherished institution within Los Angeles.
We check in with Angel City Press a couple of months in at its new home. Long Beach may be the future home of the region's first sports bar dedicated to women's leagues. And later, a Latino church in Bell is hosting 19 asylum seekers from Mauritania. The congregation is Lutheran and mostly Spanish-speaking. The Mauritanians are Muslim and speak a language used only in Northwest Africa. Even so, a community has formed. It's Sunday, March 24th. I'm Julia Paskin, and that's coming up on the weekend edition of the LA Report from LAist 89.3. But first, here's the latest news. Churches across Southern California are celebrating Palm Sunday, the start of the Christian Holy Week. The Cathedral of Our Lady of the Angels in downtown LA, the center of the Los Angeles Diocese, is holding services in English and Spanish today. Holy Week celebrations will continue throughout the week, followed by Easter Sunday next weekend. In other news, the city of San Bernardino has settled a wrongful death lawsuit with the family of a man who was shot and killed by a San Bernardino police officer in 2022. From our partners at the California Newsroom, KVCR's Madison Ament reports.
Rob Adams was shot by Officer Michael Yoon as Adams tried to run from him and his partner. Adams was allegedly armed. Yoon and his partner Imran Ahmed were in an unmarked car. Bradley Gage is an attorney for Adams' family.
We have, I think, sought justice for our client and accountability for the city.
A City of San Bernardino spokesperson confirmed that Yoon and Ahmed still work for the police department. The pair has now cost the city $5.5 million in legal fees with this and seven other excessive force cases. An attorney for the city said in a press release they agreed to settle, quote, recognizing the cost of taking a federal civil rights case to trial. For KVCR News, I'm Madison Ament.
KVCR learned the officers' names through its reporting, and the San Bernardino Police Department confirmed them last March. Metrolink and Amtrak Pacific Surfliner service through San Clemente resumes tomorrow. Passengers south of San Clemente have been waiting for the tracks from San Diego to LA to reopen fully while a catchment wall was built along the tracks. Jason Jewell with Los An, which operates the Pacific Surfliner, says even the partial reopenings earlier this month brought passengers back.
Just by our ability to open up a limited passenger service during the construction of the catchment wall, we did see week-over-week increases in ridership.
This will save time for passengers from San Diego to LA, who make up 60% of the Pacific Surfliner's ridership. Angel City Press, a small printer focused on telling Southern California stories, was donated to the Los Angeles Public Library in December. Founded in 1992, the small publishing operation has produced more than 135 titles spanning the history of the West. City librarian John Zabo says the focus will remain on telling unique LA stories.
Angel City Press is both a small business, but it's also a very loved and cherished institution within Los Angeles.
Angel City was donated by its retiring co-founders, so the library did not pay for the small business, but it will receive profits from book sales. Zabo hopes sales are high enough to fund an expansion of offerings.
Angel City Press has not done an ebook before. They've not published an e-audiobook. And also, they've never done a children's book. The idea of doing something like that would be wonderful.
The library now owns the fully operational book publisher and its back stock of titles. Contracts with numerous LA-based authors also preserved. Long Beach could see its first women's sports bar later this year. It'll be called Watch Me, and it's inspired by a movement of sports bars for women opening across the country, like the Sports Bra in Portland. Co-owner Jax Diener says having a dedicated space for women to watch sports is a longtime dream of hers.
It's about offering everything to everybody. We want girls teams to come in on Saturdays after they've had a game or whatever it is and come be able to have some food and hang out with their friends.
Co-owner Emmy Eddy says they set a big deadline for their grand opening to be ahead of the 2024 Summer Games in Paris.
We desperately want to be open by the Olympics, and we want to be actually open as much before that as we can to iron out the things that we need to get settled.
Watch Me's owners have started a fundraising campaign, though they say it's been slow to get off the ground. More on their story at LAS.com. And we have an Angels-Dodgers freeway series this evening. It is not part of the regular season, but with opening day just 5 days away, the Dodgers are looking to round out their final roster. The series is sure to be an interesting one since former Angels player Shohei Ohtani jumped ship to the Dodgers during their offseason. Dodgers host at 7:30 tonight. More after this break.
Support for LAS comes from Latino Theater Company at the Los Angeles Theater Center, presenting the world premiere of Mix Mix, the Filipino Adventures of a German Jewish Boy by Boney B. Alvarez. Inspired by true events from the life of Ralph Price, after escaping Nazi Germany, a newfound tropical refuge in the Philippines is upended when Japan invades the islands. On stage through June 16th. Tickets and information at latinotheaterco.org.
Support for LAist comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This fascinating exhibition features all four of the Spanish artist's major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. With over 200 prints on view, this exhibition offers insight into the artist's creative process and the full range of his expressive capacity. Now on view. More information at nortonsimon.org.
Back now to the LA Report, I'm Julia Paskin. A Latino house of worship in Bell is now home to 19 asylum seekers from Mauritania. The congregation is Lutheran, mostly Spanish-speaking. The Mauritanians are Muslim and speak a language used only in Northwest Africa. LAist correspondent Leslie Bearstein Rojas explains how they are all building a community together.
It's Sunday at the Grace Evangelical Lutheran Church in Bell. At the pulpit, Pastor Maria Elena Montalvo says a prayer. For my brothers from Mauritania, Montalvo says, who will soon begin fasting and praying during the 30 days of Ramadan. Montalvo gives thanks for the freedom, she says, that they found here. The 19 men arrived at the border last summer as part of a growing wave of asylum seekers from the Northwest African nation, where black Mauritanians face discrimination and where slavery, while not legal, is still practiced. More than 100 Mauritanians wound up at the Adelanto Detention Center last summer, without interpreters or money to pay the steep bonds set for them. Immigrant advocates eventually got them released. Many went to sponsors out of state. But one large group had nowhere to go, so Montalvo's church took them in. After the service, I head downstairs to a basement community room that's been repurposed as a dorm. Beds line the walls, with prayer rugs laid out in the middle. I meet Ibrahim and Omar Ba, two brothers who are among the few English speakers. The others speak mainly Pular, a language spoken in Northwest Africa. Ibrahim tells me how they left following violent protests last year, flying first to Istanbul.
After Istanbul, Bogota, Bogota, Salvador, Salvador, Nicaragua.
From there, he says, they got to the border by bus. They spent 2 months detained in Adelanto.
I don't have money to pay my band. I don't have my family.
But in the past months, the brothers have found a kind of family here, not just with their fellow countrymen, but with a Latino community of congregants and fellow migrants. The church houses about 24 other newcomers from Latin America.
The other people are from Colombia, Salvador, Honduras.
Most are in different stages of seeking asylum and work permits as they hope to learn English, find jobs, and move out. In the meantime, they're all learning from one another. Outside in the church yard, Samba Sao and Daniel Zacarias Reyes share a bench and a set of earbuds. Zacarias, an asylum seeker from Guatemala, is meeting Sao's family in Mauritania via video call.
¿Y se están conociendo ustedes?
Sí.
Zacarias arrived a couple of weeks ago. They're both taking English classes at the local high school, and they help one another with assignments.
Nos ayudamos los dos.
And not only to learn English.
Sí, él me enseña unas palabras allá de África y yo les enseño unas de Guatemala y así.
Zacarias says Sao teaches him some words from Africa, and he teaches him some words from Guatemala. Downstairs, Pastor Montalvo pays the Mauritanians a visit. In a mix of English and Spanish, she and Omar Ba compare notes about fasting and praying during Ramadan.
No eat, no drink from 4 a.m. to 6 p.m.
And during the Christian holy season of Lent.
De las 12 a.m. a las 12 p.m., nothing. Only pray.
Montalvo tells me afterward that she sees a little of herself in these and other newcomers who pass through the church. She came here from Mexico more than 30 years ago, and that with or without a common language, as fellow immigrants, you just understand one another.
Tú entiendes.
Like there's an exchange that takes place from heart to heart.
Corazón a corazón.
In the basement kitchen, lunch is being served. Mohamed Shaddad dishes up Mauritanian-style rice with chicken. He offers me some.
Chicken? Poquito?
In Spanglish, because at least for now, home is in Southeast LA. For LAS 89.3, I'm Leslie Beristain Rojas.
Thanks for listening to the weekend edition of the LA Report. The Weekend LA Report is hosted by me, Julia Paskin, and produced by Monica Bushman and Kevin Tidmarsh. Our engineer is Sean Corey Campbell. The podcast is edited by Fiona Ng. Catherine Mailhouse is the Director of Content Development, and our Vice President of Podcasts is Shayna Naomi Crockmall. Join us back here tomorrow. You can read more at LAist.com and listen live on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. This podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
LAist Studios operates within the homelands of the Gabrielino Tongva people. We recognize the painful history of displacement, settler colonialism, and erasure of the people, their language, and their sovereignty. Visit laist.com/land for more information. We encourage you to get curious about the land on which you live and work.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.